what David said earlier too, is what you said, that she spoke to him daily. Now, this is, I want you to imagine the pressure now upon this young man. You flee once, and then the next day, she tries again. And then the next day, she tries again. And Joseph, again, is not steel. He is human. He is a young man, body, soul, spirit. He has the same hormones that you and I have. And this pressure on him, day in and day out, these women, woman coming up to him and talking to him in a subtle way. To me, just that one admired that the reality of Joseph, how right perspective he has in regard to the matter of, this is not fun. This is sin. He had the right perspective. He called things with the right name. It wasn't, let's have fun. That's what people say. Nobody said, hey, listen, excuse me, can you come with me so we could commit sin? Nobody said that. Would you come please with me because we're going to commit adultery? No, let's have fun. That's what they said. But Joseph had the right perspective on it. It wasn't we're going to have fun. It is going to be sin. Another thing that you said, the persistence of sin, but not putting myself in a compromised position. Now, you could say to yourself, sitting here, okay, all right, I don't have the problem that Joseph has. I don't know any married woman that's going to marry. So, you know, that's not difficult to me. Well, we're living in a society where it is acceptable to have, if you are a young man, to have a young lady, a friend. And if you are a young lady, to have a young man as a friend. And it is acceptable that you will be together. Well, I think Joseph have tried not to be alone in the house. He always kept himself with somebody around to try to prevent that from happening. Not to put myself in a compromised position. But now you say, well, I have a young sister from the meeting that I like, or from school that I like. Try not to be alone. Keep your hands for yourself. I'm going to speak bluntly. Don't put your hands on a young sister. Don't put your hand on an emperor. Even if you feel that one of these days, this is the person for me, when you are alone. Because one thing is going to lead to the other thing. And the other thing is going to lead to another thing. And before you know it, you will ask yourself, I have done a great sin. And I have sinned against God. David didn't say, oh, well, let me go and sin now. He just looked. And he just looked again. And then he inquired. And he wrote it right in. And after he did, he's trying to cover it up. You might think it's innocent. You might think it's, I need some kind of satisfaction here. It glorifies the flesh. It gives the flesh some satisfaction. So it's okay if I move my hand. If it's okay if we are alone. If it's okay if we touch. It's okay if we kiss. Because that's what we see on TV all the time anyway. That's what it seems like, but that's what people do. And it's a normal thing. Day by day, she talked to him. And day by day, he resisted it. Don't put yourself in a position, even if it's thought innocent, because I also believe that Satan was not sitting around saying what's going on here. Satan was going around, and I'm sure, stirring the whole thing up. And Satan is going to try to do that, because here is his option. He wanted to take your life and destroy it. And if he could destroy it early enough and render you no good for God, he will do it. Trust me, he will do it. If he takes you early enough and crush your life and destroy it and render you no good for God, he will do it. If Joseph had done this, that would be the end of him. It is serious. It is very, very serious. We need to be very, very careful. Just as we have heard, let's call them with its right name. It is not fun. It is sin. It is adultery. It is fornication. God does not like it. He is not pleased with it. It ruins people's life. It breaks the heart of God. Why? Why do you want to be ahead of your time? Your time will come. You'll get married. Your time will come. Joseph's time will come. He got married. He had two kids. He had a wonderful wife. Everything was wonderful. Wait patiently upon the Lord, and He will give it to you. But again, let's just keep what we have heard here in mind. Let's call things in the right perspective. It is sin. It is sin. You can flower it, you could color it, you could go. It is sin. And you flee from it, you run away from it, don't negotiate with it, don't put yourself on a compromise.